I'm happy, happy. I'm happy like a peach in a tree. There I am hanging around hoping there'd be someone like you to pick me. I'm happy, oh, happy Lord. I'm happy like the tree in the breeze. There I am waving to you, hoping that you'd sit by me.
Welcome to the IDP Show. I'm your host, Josh Raymer, joined in the So Shack tonight. On my right, Adam Markham. Addy, how are you, hon?
Doing very well, Josh. How are you, mate?
I feel like this is like a deja vu scenario. I feel like I've seen you already this week.
Yeah, twofer.
A little twofer action. So it's a, you know, it's kind of a weird period because it feels like the draft is 6 months away. But man, things are happening in these NFL streets, Addy. So we had to bust out the twofer this week.
Man, there's so much going on right now. Can't help but hop on here and record a good sode.
That's right. And we have a good one for y'all tonight. We are going to be doing the IDP free agency preview. Of course, the legal tampering period opens on Monday. The new league year kicks off on Wednesday. But of course, most of these big deals get announced before players can actually sign with the teams on Wednesday. So we will be back with you all on Monday doing a full recap, breaking down all the IDP deals that were signed. But tonight we are going to walk through some of the big names that are set to become free agents. And Addy, it is quite a list, especially at the linebacker position. But we've also got some juicy defensive linemen and DBs to talk about. But you want to talk about rankings and kind of forecasting what the linebacker landscape is going to look like in 2023. This next week is going to have a very big impact on that.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's just so many linebackers out there. Like, we've been doing all these best ball drafts and, like, you know, there's probably like 15 to 20 guys that, like, you know what their role is going to be next year. But then, yeah, the rest of them totally up in the air.
Just no idea.
So many solid free agents. So yeah, I'm looking forward to, a week from now to kind of have all this stuff kind of settled and fire up those best ball drafts again. You know, better believe it.
We got a Baker's Dozen going right now.
Yeah, 12 best balls.
Yeah. Well, Baker's Dozen is 13.
Well, one of those isn't active though, Josh.
Oh, okay. We've got number 13 going, but yes, you haven't fired up 10 yet, I don't think. Correct. Have you? Nine, yes, is still being filled right now, or is it filled?
It's almost filled.
Almost filled. Okay. So maybe we can get a link sent out, this week to try to get that one filled up.
Yep. Everyone check the tweets.
Yes. You've already tweeted it, right?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. We'll re-up it.
So number 9 is cranking. Number 10, Addy's just got that one sitting in sleeper, ready to go. I think Kyle Bellyfuel, number 11, he filled. John Macri is getting one going, so reach out to him if you'd like to get into his best ball draft. And then Jake Colhagen has got one cranking as well. Yeah. So we're about to take it up a notch, though.
Yeah, and we have the ADP. That's going to be a thing that we have on the site pretty soon. We've already got 2 drafts completed. We're getting close to a third, so
yes,
expect all those to be finished over the next 2 weeks, and then we're going to have some real good ADP data.
And ADP that's only going to get better. Yep. And we talked a little bit about the IDP draft kit on the last show, of which the ADP data will be part of that draft kit. And the beautiful part is that the kit is going to evolve and change based on what we're seeing in the marketplace. Sleepers, breakouts, busts, all going to be relative to the ADP. You can't call someone a bust if they're being taken as LB50.
That's right.
Because who are you disappointing if you don't perform up to expectations? So all the content that is going to live in the IDP Show draft kit, the rankings, the blurbs, everything is going to feed off of this ADP, which means that as the season goes along, we get more drafts, we get more data. The information is only going to get better as we go. So you want to be subbed the whole summer, Addy, to make sure you get this thing all the way up to whenever your drafts are.
We out here drafting.
That's right. We in these streets.
We sure are.
As you like to say. So let's get in these free agent streets, Addy, and let's kick things off with the linebacker position. And where else would we be starting but the biggest free agent linebacker, the white whale of this group? It is Bobby Wagner, released by the Los Angeles Rams. And he skyrockets to the top of both IDP and NFL linebacker rankings in terms of this free agent class. So, Addy, for each of these guys, we're just going to kind of give maybe some landing spots. We've done the research to see what are the linebacker needy teams, what are the defensive line needy teams, which teams need DB, and then we've also looked at cap space because there may be a needy team, Addy. Like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have a need with Lavonte David out the door, but they're about $46 million over the cap.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to be doing much spending. But let's kick things off with Wagner. Ideal landing spot for me, Addy, how about the Detroit Lions? So I think B-Wags is going to want to go to a spot where he can chase a ring. I don't think B-Wags is interested in, you know, taking, you know, a four-year, $80 million deal from the Chicago Bears. I just don't think that's in the cards for B-Wags. But the Detroit Lions, they have a clear need. That position has been a black hole forever in Detroit. So let's bring in B-Wags. Let's solidify the LB room and let him chase a ring with an ascending franchise. We mentioned that we've done the research. So the Lions, at least as about a week ago, about 1,200 vacant linebacker snaps between Alex Anzalone and Jared Davis hitting free agency, and about $23.3 million in cap space. So this is a realistic type of signing they could make. Interesting nugget, though, that dropped, Addy. Just saw tonight the Seahawks have been in contact with Wagner. This is another team that kind of came out of nowhere and popped in 2022. And if B-Wags wants to go chase a ring, the Seahawks might not be a bad option either.
Yeah, I like both those calls there. Detroit would be money. I think he would be, you know, you're looking at another probably top five finish if he ends up in Detroit. Probably same thing with Seattle, too. I mean, both those situations would be really good. There's not really going to be a lot of bad spots for Bobby Wagner.
No.
I put down maybe the Bills. You know, Tremaine Edmonds is gone. Poyer's probably gone. This team is going to feel like they need to make a splash because they're going to think their window is still now. I'm not sure it is, but it's you know, they're going to need to do something. They're going to want to do something.
They're going to make a big move.
They're losing too many guys, and I just feel like that could be an easy move to get the fans excited. Although I don't think it's going to move the needle much for them. I think their window's closed, Josh.
You think the window for the Bills is closed?
We'll see. I mean, they got to get some upgrades.
They do need some reinforcements, but you got a top five quarterback, so I think they'll be in the mix. But you got to go through Joe Burrow. You got to go through Patrick Mahomes. It's tough. It's tough sledding, man.
Von Miller, is he going to be back to full health next year? Probably not until at least the second half of the season. I don't know.
Yeah, so Buffalo Bills, number 12 on the list, 1,019 vacated snaps between Edmonds, Tyrell Dotson, and A.J. Klein. So those aren't big names, those second two guys, but a lot of linebacker bodies just walking out of that room.
And I know Terrell Bernard's been a big
off-season
hype guy, but I just feel like I'm just kind of worried about him. I feel like they're going to easily bring someone. There's just too many good linebackers.
There is. All these guys that we love could easily have the trapdoor underneath them.
Right. And even if it's not someone big like Bobby Wagner, Tremaine Edmonds, David Long, like it could be someone like Denzel Perryman, you know.
Yep.
Alex Singleton. It's just someone they're not going to have to pay a lot of money for.
Oh, yeah. Somebody they can get for like 1 year, $4 million, you know, to come in there. So we love some of these young linebacker darlings, but I mean, even Ernest Jones, Brian Asamoah, N'Kobe Dean. I mean, these scary times. Yeah,
right now.
You're just holding your breath. Let's get through next week, and that's something we'll talk about is fallout, not just of the person signing the new contract, but what about the existing guys there? What about these rookies that we love? How does that shake up the landscape? So, but speaking of the Bills, let's talk about the linebacker. They are losing Tremaine Edmonds, is walking out the door potentially. Greg Rosenthal on today's Around the NFL thinks that maybe they could overpay to keep Edmonds and Poyer in-house. I don't know. I could see Poyer more than Edmonds, but they did make a good point that this was the first pick of this current regime. So there may be some kind of bias working there that could keep Tremaine Edmonds in the building. I think he's gone personally, And Addy, this is a favorite of John Macri, and I love it as well. Give me the Houston Texans, and I think Tremaine Edmonds to the freaking moon if this happens, because outside of Christian Harris, I think Christian Kirksey will be cut, and I think Tremaine Edmonds could step into a primo role there in Houston.
Yeah, that's a great call. It would be great for his value. Tremaine Edmonds still just like, what, 23, 24. So, yeah, that would be very nice. I could see somewhere like Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, one of these teams has got the most money to spend, because I feel like Tremaine's going to be one of the guys getting one of the larger contracts because of his age, because of his, you know,
draft
upside. Yeah, right.
Draft pedigree. That's where this stuff carries a lot of weight, like more than it should.
Tremaine Edmonds had his best graded year PFF wise. So, yeah, I feel like he's going to get one of the bigger contracts out there.
Yeah. So Texans have about $41.7 million in cap space. So they're not necessarily a linebacker needy team because they haven't cut Christian Kirksey yet. So they don't really show up on this list of like vacated snaps. But I think that will be something they'll look to do, is even if they don't cut Kirksey, they will look to bring in, I think, a serious upgrade with D'Amico Ryans there in-house now. So, yes, give me Tremaine Edmonds to the Houston Texans. Addy, next up is a Nate Tice favorite, and we love him on this show as well. David Long Jr., formerly of the Tennessee Titans. I think reading the tea leaves there, I think, what was it that Vrabel called him? Often injured or repeat offender. That's what it was, a repeat offender in terms of being injured.
Mm.
So I thought that was pretty curious. It was like near the end of the season, and I thought, oh,
there's some shade at him.
That does not bode well for him to come back to Tennessee. So I think David Long Jr. is gone, and had to give me the Atlanta Falcons. There's an Arthur Smith connection there, obviously, former Titans OC. They have tons of cap space and a need opposite Anderson. So they are actually 10th on the list, losing 1,049 snaps with Rashawn Evans walking out the door, $67.2 million in cap space. So I think they will be big spenders in free agency, and I think they will spend big on the linebacker position.
Very nice. I like it. I have the Seahawks here. Cody Barton, he's a UFA, and Jordan Brooks had surgery to repair his ACL on January 19th.
I'm telling y'all, folks, we are not going to see Jordan Brooks this season. It's not going to happen.
Stop spending top 100 picks on this guy.
Truly. If you want to punt this guy into like the 40s, maybe I'm interested there. But we're still seeing him go way too high in these best ball drafts.
Yeah, no thanks. So, yeah, you know, probably going to miss 2023, and that's the final year of his contract.
Because I don't think they'll pick up his option.
I don't either.
I really don't.
So I feel like Brooks is going to be on another team in 2024. So, yeah, they're going to probably want a decent linebacker, I think. David Long Jr. fits that bill. 13.3 points per game last year. Also had the exact same points per game in 2022, but graded very well. 76.2 PFF grade in 2022, 67.4 in 21. David Long's an elite option when he's healthy, of course.
Yes. So, speaking of Jordan Brooks, I wanted to look it up. He is LB17 by our ADP right now,
which has insane
two finished drafts. And I wanted to see, too, where is Long going? He is LB31. So, I would, like, flip-flop those two.
Yeah.
I would much rather have David Long than a guy that probably won't see the field come 2023. I think if he does see the field, it will be past the point of helping your fantasy teams.
Yeah.
Because maybe you get him back for the playoffs. Maybe. Yeah,
if you're going to probably have to hang on to him all year.
Exactly. He's just going to clog up your roster.
Yeah.
You just got to, folks, we told you, go back and check our YouTube shorts. Addy had one talking about now is the time to sell Jordan Brooks. And I think it was even before the injury.
It was.
Because the grades were dropping.
Yeah, I mean, the injury made it look a lot better.
Yeah, I was going to say, that take aged well. We hate it for Jordan Brooks. Like, we don't, you know.
But you should always do that. When you have a chance to sell a linebacker high, do it if you can.
That's right. Let's talk about one of the guys that I am probably higher on than consensus, Bobby Okereke, formerly of the Indianapolis Colts. I think it's the Schultz Report has been putting out on Twitter that Okereke is going to have a robust market. couple teams thrown out, Carolina Panthers, of course, Frank Reich there. But the team that I think just is a no-brainer is the Chicago Bears. You have Matt Eberflus, the former Indy D coordinator. You have tons of cap space. You have a positional need. I think you can take this one to the bank. If I'm going to put my stamp on one of these guys and say, lock it in, Bobby Okereke is going to the Chicago Bears. They have $96.8 million in cap space. They are losing Nicholas Morrow, Joe Thomas, Matthew Adams. They are second in vacated snaps to linebackers. And, of course, Roquan Smith is in Baltimore. And, heck, I think even if they bring in an Okereke, that doesn't necessarily evaporate my hope for Jack Sanborn. I think Sanborn's the one we have to be the most concerned about because there's just no chance, 0% chance, the Bears do not add someone significant in free agency at that position.
Yeah, exactly. They're bringing somebody in. Just hopefully it's just one.
Could be multiple. $96.8 million.
But I can see it now. You know, they bring in someone like Bobby O, and then we're going to start seeing the poster boards of like, this is the next Urlacher and Briggs, right?
Oh, God.
Sanborn and
yeah, there and you Bobby go. O. Sanborn and Bobby O. What a fearsome duo.
I love it, though. Yeah, listeners, understand, Josh did the prep work first, so he got all the best landing spots.
It's true.
I agree. That Chicago landing spot's hard to
beat.
It's
perfect.
It's really good. The Matt Eberflus connection, it just makes so much sense. I said the Texans. D'Amico Ryans gets to handpick his linebacker. They got tons of cap space, like Josh has mentioned, would just make a lot of sense.
Yeah. I think Bobby Okereke will be in the top three highest paid linebackers from this group. I think it'll be Bobby Wagner. I think it'll be Tremaine Edmonds. If I had to rank them, I'd probably say Tremaine 1, Bobby Wagner 2, Bobby Okereke 3.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Bobby O has a ton of upside. I mean, he's someone that is going like in the LB 25 to 35 range.
He is LB 27.
And that could look like such a value next year. Like he could easily be a top 12 option for us, especially if he lands in a primo spot, like, you know, like Chicago, like the Texans. I mean, which we kind of think he might. But yeah, he 12.6 points per game last year. 11.3 in 2021, 151 tackles last year, kind of tight. 132 in 2021.
So. I mean, if he goes to Chicago, dude, I mean, we could see
160, 170 tackles.
I was going to say north of 160 is in the realm for me.
Yeah.
So I like it. He's probably the guy I'm most excited about. Obviously some Colts bias there, but I really do think he's a good player. Seems like he's going to have a strong market, so he should be well compensated. I think he could come in, be the green dot, and if he stays healthy, rack up north of 160 tackles. So let's move to another stalwart for your linebacker squad for years and years now. Some might call him Discount Bobby Wagner. It is Lavonte David, formerly of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Saw today reports that they would love to keep him. But they are about $46 million over the cap right now, so it seems like it is very likely that Lavonte David will be on a new team. And so I said, give me the Pittsburgh Steelers. I kind of looked at this like the Detroit Lions for Bobby Wagner, because I think the Steelers have less money than Detroit. So if I'm looking at Detroit versus Pittsburgh, which one gets Wagner, which one gets David, I think Lavonte David will cost less, so I put him with the Steelers.
Yeah, that would be a good spot for him as well. And personally, I think Lavonte David is the prize of the linebackers.
Ooh, I love that take.
I just think, I mean, he could be such a big piece for a team. I have him going to the Giants. I think this team is solid.
Love that.
Once again, we'll be a playoff team. Daniel Jones, he's fine. Saquon Barkley, still one of the best backs in the league. Giants remind me of the old AP-led Vikings. You know, great run game,
yep.
Good defense. But main difference is better quarterback play and better coaching. So adding Lavonte David to a mix of Kayvon Thibodeau, Dexter Lawrence, Aziz Ojulari, Leonard Williams.
Yum. That is delicious. I love that. Pittsburgh Steelers, seventh in terms of vacated snaps with 1,178, losing Devin Bush and Big Bob Spillane. They are about 328,000 over the cap right now, but I'm sure with some moves they could clear up some space and add some guys if they wanted to. So, Addy, you've got a great kind of spreadsheet here of the various linebackers. Let's mention the one that broke after we started doing getting the doc ready for this episode. Let's talk your boy Eric Kendricks.
Yeah, Eric Kendricks, cut.
Cut by the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, and we saw this coming, right? That's why we were big on Brian Asamoah.
Go back and listen to the H-Bomb and Drew episode.
Yeah, and we kind of figured that was going to happen. Also, we might see Jordan Hicks get cut as well. Only thing is Minnesota actually needs a few linebackers in there, so maybe he sticks around. But, we're talking about Za'Darius Smith potentially wanting out of town too.
He's basically put it on Twitter. Goodbye, Skull Nation.
Right.
It's like, I thought, did Za'Darius Smith get cut? No, he just wants out and he's trying to force the Vikings' hand.
We'd like you to stay here, bro.
Yeah, you signed a deal.
They've talked about Dalvin Cook maybe, you know, being traded or released, which is just kind of tells you just where they're at. Adam Thielen, that's another talk of maybe being released. You might see that here in a few days. We thought it was going to happen. It happened. Eric Kendricks is going to be fine, I think. I think he's still someone that can contribute to a team out there and be a very relevant force in IDP. I mean, he's going to get a job, and I imagine he's going to be probably the best or second best linebacker in whatever room he goes to.
I could see him with the Bills.
Yeah, that would be a great – that would be money right there.
Cheaper probably than Bobby Wagner or Lavonte David. And you pair him with Matt Milano.
Yeah. That feels like a $6 to $7 million deal, right? 1 to 2 years.
Yep. I could see it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Eric Kendricks, you have, going down your list here, Drew Tranquil. You've got TJ Edwards, Cole Holcomb, Jermaine Pratt. Let's talk about Jermaine Pratt. This is a guy I know you are a big fan of. I think you said that he could have, Rashawn Evans type of career arc here.
Always someone that has really played between, 60 and 75% of the snaps. But I feel like, I think he's a good linebacker, man. I think wherever he goes, I think he's going to get a much bigger role. Had his best graded year PFF-wise, 80.6 PFF grade. I think, teams take notice of this stuff. Jermaine Pratt is good. He's been a part of a really good defense, the last few years. I think he's going to be someone that easily lands with a large role next year. So, yeah, I like him a lot. He's someone that's also been a great value in these drafts. He's more in the LB30.
Oh, I've got it right
40
here.
Range.
LB38.
Yeah. Choo-choo.
That's a great value. Love to see that. Anyone else on this list that you want to call out from the linebacker position, Addy?
I mean, Alex Singleton. I mean, that's obviously going to be interesting. Yeah, he just has such monster weeks. I think he had multiple 20-tackle games last year. Leighton Vander Esch is interesting. He could have, a nice second life. Denzel Perryman, someone that I've snatched up in, I think, every single one of these best ball leagues. He's in the LB 40 to 50 range.
I was going to say, LVE is very nice, LB 69.
Very, very nice. Yes, nice. Love to see that. But that's really it for linebacker, I think. That's a lot. That's a ton of players,
exactly. I mean, Drew Tranquil. What do we think about Drew Tranquil? He was a stud.
Yeah, if he returns to the Chargers, he's going to be a stud again, even if, he doesn't. I mean, if he lands in a role where he gets 90 to 100% of the snaps, Will's up. I mean, he's a playmaking guy. I feel like he's a lock for 140 to 150 tackles, but he does give you a little bit more playmaking, with the sacks and big plays. So, yeah, I like Drew Tranquil as well. Had his best year of his career. He was just someone that wasn't able to stay healthy, just bit by the injury bug, but really, stayed healthy last year, got his chance, and 15.2 points per game.
We didn't mention, Cole Holcomb and his beautiful mullet.
Cole Holcomb, yeah, it's another good one.
Rashawn Evans, Quincy Williams, Cody Barton, Alex Anzalone, like Addy mentioned, LVE, Denzel Perryman, Nicholas Morrow, Anthony Walker. Mm-hmm. A lot of really interesting pieces.
Deion Jones is out there. Yes. What do you think of him still?
I don't know.
It's probably over for him. But
yeah, I took him in a couple of these best ball drafts. Just why not?
17, 18th round.
Yeah, let's see where Deion's going. I'm curious because it felt LB 62, so he's right after Denzel Perryman. So you probably take Perryman.
I take Perryman.
And then I take Deion Jones.
Right.
So I don't know what to make of Deion Jones. We'll see how that one turns out, but you guys can see the linebacker class is loaded. So a couple takeaways here is that the guys that get big money, I'm going to be paying a lot of attention to that because obviously – you're shopping in this aisle. There are plenty of choices. This is the cereal aisle.
You don't have to give big money to anybody.
You don't have to. So if someone gets big money, that's a very massive tell to me.
Yeah. It's probably a dumb team also.
It's a dumb team, but for our purposes, yeah. Cha-ching, yeah, right, like, let's exactly. cash in on that.
Think like Foye last year, you know. Yep. That worked out very nice. But yeah, those contracts, that's why we care about the contracts. That's why we have the contract data in the ranks, you know. It matters.
It does matter.
It gives us, you know, a sense of security for a time frame. You know, as long as those contracts are guaranteed, we feel good.
Yeah, as long as the dead cap is bigger than the cap hit, they're going to be on the team. Shaq Leonard is not getting off the Colts because it would cost more to cut him than keep him. So, despite all the injuries, Shaq's going to be there.
Where are you at on Shaq right now? You think that he's a buy?
It depends on the price.
Of course, yes.
But
and everyone always throw that in. Anytime you guys get to... So-and-so the best. So-and-so the thing. For what? What are we getting? What are we having to send? You know?
Exactly. Would you send
Are you sending a first-round pick for Darius Leonard? Hell no. Are you sending a second-round? Probably not, unless it's like in 2026.
Would you do a 2023, let's say 306 for Shaq Leonard?
Oh, that's tough because I'd be afraid that someone like...
Jack Campbell
Drew or Drew Sanders. Yeah, that would scare me.
So it's
I'm
like
wanting to give up. Yeah, you want to always give up future picks. Like
future picks.
We're not at the time to be selling these 2023s.
2024 second. Too much. Maybe, feels like too much.
Maybe give me like a fourth as well.
Okay, I like that. So Shaq and a 2024 fourth.
Yeah.
For a 2024 second.
Or maybe give me a 2023 fourth if I could do that.
Yeah, there you go. Get a fourth sneaky. Back. Yeah, there you go. I like that. That would be something I would be down for.
Yeah,
But
I do think, I mean, I don't think Shaq Leonard's done. I think that we're going to see.
It's purely health.
If he just stays healthy, right?
If he stays healthy. But that, to me, has become such a big if.
Yeah.
I cannot, in good faith and with full confidence, buy this guy at full asking price because I watch every game. I see it. Yeah. Like, it's just, the dude is a dynamic player, but he's just banged up.
Yeah. And understand, he's basically dead to us in startups. Like, we're not going to be drafting him in startups.
Where do you think he's going? Where do you think he's going so far? Again, only two.
On the best balls?
On the best balls.
On the best balls, he's still going too high. I'd say he's probably going to go LB 15.
LB 6, Eddie.
All righty. We're going to have a few more, I think, to bump that up a little bit.
Hopefully we can suppress that down. But the drafts I've seen, man, he's flying off the shelf very early.
He's not lingering around to like the third or fourth round. Mm-mm.
No, sir. Going usually in about the second.
Yeah.
So let's talk some DBs, Eddie. That was the linebacker group, and it is rich. But there is some nice safety options available. And let's start with your favorite player. And I'll give you the floor on a good fit for your boy. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, CD Deuce. Is he going to be back in Philly? Is he going to be somewhere else? What say you, Eddie?
I would love to see him on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, my God. That would be so sick.
Juan Thornhill's gone.
Yep.
Bring in Chauncey Gardner-Johnson to roam around with Justin Reed and Darius Sneed.
Oh, God.
I mean, that's like the sickest secondary in the league.
Absolutely.
So, I would love that. Kansas City actually does have a little bit of cap. I mean, should they use that for a safety? Probably not. But that would be fun.
That would be sick.
Just a bunch of my favorite guys playing there together.
I mean, that would be, I'm trying to think, would that be, so they have about $17.8 million in cap space. They are the 14th neediest safety team. They're losing about 1,045 snaps, of which 974 belong to Juan Thornhill. So, yeah, there is a need there. There's some cap space there.
And similar roles. Like him and Juan Thornhill kind of do a lot of the same thing. They'll play deep.
God, okay.
And he can play the slot, play in the box. Like, you know, just very versatile safety. And
the Chiefs just saw this guy in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So it's like they are well acquainted with CD Deuce.
Yeah.
I love that.
He was awesome last year. He was honestly trending to be like MVP.
I think so. Like, yep.
Before he tore his spleen, I think. Is that what he did? Or
lacerated a kidney or something?
Something like that.
Tore his spleen.
I don't know things, guys.
Yeah.
I'm not very smart.
We need Dr. Leesus in the house for that. We don't know how spleens work.
Yeah. But, man, he's awesome. One of my favorite players in the league. But that would be like my dream.
So I'm just going to keep it simple. I hope he goes back to Philly. They found the perfect role for this guy. And, he thrived there. This is still a team that is on the rise. I mean, he's going to have a chance to compete for a Super Bowl. They have about $5.5 million in cap space. They are the third neediest safety team. Y'all, the Philadelphia Eagles, here's where they rank in terms of linebacker snaps lost, DB snaps lost, and defensive line snaps lost. Linebacker, number one, losing TJ Edwards and Kaiser White. DB. They are number three, losing Marcus Epps and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, unless they bring him back. He did play 666 snaps, the devil. So, DL snaps, they are number one. The Philadelphia Eagles losing 2,478 snaps between Fletcher Cox, Javon Hargrave, Brandon Graham, Robert Quinn, Linval Joseph, and Ndamukong Suh. So, this Philadelphia defense is very likely going to look a lot different in 2023, then it did in 2022, but the one piece that I would love to see stay in Philadelphia is Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. So I hope they make it work in Philadelphia. But let's talk about the Cincinnati Bengals. But
will they, you think? I mean, he's gone, right?
I think they could bring him back. I think there's some debate right now on a possible franchise tag.
It passed, though, right? The deadline?
Oh, dude, that's true, yeah. So,
I'm pretty sure he's out.
Man. Because
he's going to get paid.
You think north of, let's say, $15 million?
I feel like
per year.
I feel like he should be the
highest paid
safety.
I agree. I think he will be as he's fully healthy. Yeah, he's cut.
Was,
look
he
at the
good in the
cut. Turn the tape on from 2022. This guy's a menace. But let's talk about a safety from the Cincinnati Bengals that I think will get some big money as well. Jesse Bates III. I think the Bengals could very well bring back one of these two safeties, Von Bell or Jesse Bates. I heard from some very smart football people that Von Bell was actually the one who allowed the Bengals defense to do what it did. So if they were maybe prioritizing one of these guys, maybe it's Von Bell. So
Dex Hill kind of does the same stuff that Jesse Bates does, right?
So, I think Jesse Bates is gone. I don't think he's coming back to the Bengals. I would love to see him with the Texans. And I think D'Amico Ryans would love to have a rangy safety to pair with Jalen Petre. In terms of the snaps lost, the Texans were 12th with right around 1,077 snaps lost, with Jonathan Owens and his 920 snaps being the big contributor there. They are at $41.7 million in cap space. So I think they're going to go get a linebacker. I think they're going to go get a safety and give me Jesse Bates in Houston.
Yeah, another great landing spot. I put the Giants here. You know, they're probably going to lose Julian Love. I feel like they're going to try and upgrade where they can, right? They're kind of probably going to talk themselves into the fact that they're in a window. So, yeah, I think Jesse Bates would make a lot of sense there, you know. Just continue to upgrade where you can. And Jesse Bates, I think that, you know, we're going to see him bounce back to kind of how he was early on in his career. Those first few years, he was pretty special.
Yeah, I think one of these teams, I think he could be a surprise, like, wow, Jesse Bates got like $12 million a year for 3 years. I could absolutely see.
Yeah, I think he'll probably be the second highest paid safety, right?
I would say so. I think Chauncey will be one, and I think, Poyer. We'll talk about Poyer in just a minute here, but he could be getting paid. I would put those three in the top three.
Yeah,
Jesse Bates, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, and Jordan Poyer. But before we get to Jordan Poyer, let's talk about the former Giant, Julian Love. Free agent as well from the Giants. This is another one where I'm like, the Giants have a ton of money. Well, they did before they paid Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley, but they still have some scratch left over. So why would you let Julian Love walk? Kind of my same thinking with Chauncey. If you can find the cap space to keep this guy in the building, you traded for him, he played amazing, keep this guy in house. I'm feeling the same way about Julian Love. The Giants are, let's see here. Are they on the list? They actually aren't on the list in terms of like needy safety teams. Let's see what they're, I know they're on here somewhere for cap space. So let's see what their cap space is. So they have, oh yeah, there we go. They're number 11. So 1153 with Julian Love's 1,006 snaps being the biggest contributor to that. But they have, after the Saquon Barkley franchise tag and Daniel Jones, they have $18.9 million in cap space. So I think we could see Julian Love come back to the Giants, and I wouldn't mind it for IDP.
I kind of wouldn't mind seeing him going to the Seahawks. He feels like a Seahawks-type player.
Yes.
They're going to lose Ryan Neal. Julian Love proved last year he could play plenty of box for him. I know they got Jamal Adams coming back, but do they have Jamal Adams coming back?
Do they? That's like he's the Darius or Shaq Leonard of the safety position.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feel great about him when he's out there, but that's a big when he's out there.
Right. And so, you know, you never know. I mean, he could be someone that they maybe move, or I don't think he's in a spot where they can cut him yet. But that's probably coming next year.
Oh, for sure. As soon as they could get out from under that contract, yeah, they are absolutely jettisoning his ass into space. So, yes.
You like Jamal Adams, though. You're praying for the bounce back.
That's right.
You got him on a couple leagues.
Yeah. Would love to see it. I don't know that we will, but would love to see it.
Can't get rid of him.
Yeah, exactly.
No one's going to give you more than, like, what, a third for him? Maybe?
I mean.
Some sucker?
Yeah. Yeah. If you can get a third for Jamal Adams, absolutely cash that
good
out.
Good riddance, brother.
Yeah. You out of here. So let's talk about here before we go to break. Next safety on the list is Jordan Poyer. Addy, I think there's a chance the Bills bring back Poyer. If we're choosing between Tremaine and Poyer, I think Poyer makes more sense to bring back. He's been a rock for that team since they signed him in free agency. So we will see where he ends up. If it's not the Bills, though, I could see the Las Vegas Raiders. There's been this kind of funny kind of video circulating. I think maybe Poyer was playing, or he was doing a podcast, maybe like streaming a video game or something, and talking about, well, you know, Florida, no state income tax. That'd be pretty nice. Like talking about the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. So Raiders, no state income tax in Nevada either. Plus a ton of cap space, plus a lacking defense. I'd love to see Jordan Poyer join a team with Max Crosby.
Yeah, that no state income tax, man. That's very nice. I mean, that should be a big incentive for players. So you'd love to see that it's on his mind. That's a guy. That's a 30-plus-year-old. That's a 30-year-old thought right
there. That's right. Oh, wait, taxes. Yes, yeah. I should think about keeping more of my money.
Yeah.
But yeah, Raiders losing about 1,272 safety snaps. Ron Harmon, the biggest contributor to that. And they've got about $39.7 million in cap space. So they could make a deal like this work, I think, for Poyer.
I like it. Where are they going to do a quarterback?
I think they're going to go get like a Will Levis in the draft. I've seen him mocked there a lot, and I think it makes a lot of sense. I've also seen some mocks where they jump up to one and take Stroud. So I think they're going the rookie route. I really do, because it seems like the Jets are the only ones going after Rodgers.
Yeah, that's going to happen, right?
I think so.
All right, so for me, I have a Jordan Poyer going to the Patriots. Old Billy B has gotten a good look at Jordan Poyer over the years, and I bet he'd love to see him alongside Kyle Duggar. So I think that'd be a pretty fun little fit. Jordan Poyer feels like a Patriots-type player.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's funny. I would love to see the numbers on, like, divisional, in-division signings, right? Because when you're doing this kind of pro personnel scouting, it's a lot easier to scout someone that you played against.
Yeah.
I think it's just maybe there's some kind of bias working against you there, but it's like familiarity bias or something. Yeah. Like, well, we know this guy. We've seen this guy. There's less risk and unknown because we've personally experienced what it's like to play against this guy. So we'll see though.
Devin McCourty is still, I think he's a free agent, but I mean, they've talked about, he's talked about not wanting to play anywhere else.
I think he's retiring, isn't he?
Hopefully. He is like 35.
I think that seems like the play there
for
McCourty. So I think they're going to have a safety need.
Yep.
So, all right, well, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we will finish up the safety group and dive into a D-line class that isn't exactly super spicy, but there are some names out there that are a little bit interesting. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's good with me. Anything slippery and persistent is good with me.
All right, welcome back to the IDP show. We are continuing with the safety group. We just talked about Jordan Poyer. Let's queue up the next safety on the list from a team we've already talked about. It was Jesse Bates' safety mate, Von Bell, and he is also hitting free agency. So no surprise to see the Cincinnati Bengals at number two on the vacated snaps for the safety position, with 1,885 walking out the door between Von Bell and Jesse Bates. But Addy, that was actually not the number one team. The number one team in terms of losing safety snaps was the Los Angeles Rams, 1,894, with Nick Scott and Taylor Rapp hitting free agency. So that was kind of, I tweeted that out. That was just kind of shocking that everyone talks about the Bengals. You know, the Eagles were kind of the big team, right, with losing the linebacker snaps because you had both Kaiser White and TJ Edwards walking out the door. The Bengals felt like the equivalent for me in terms of losing safety snaps. But the poor Los Angeles Chargers, $14.5 million over the cap. I don't know who the hell is going to be playing safety for these guys, along with several other positions if they, you know, release Leonard Floyd, trade Jalen Ramsey, trade or cut Allen Robinson. Like, this team is slowly burning it down to the ground.
They don't have many picks either.
Yeah, so it's maybe
like, they have a bunch of like fourth and fifth rounders, I think.
You got to hit on those fourths there, Sean McVay. But let's talk about Von Bell. Let's give him his moment in the sun. I mentioned it earlier. I think he's going back to the Bengals because I think they will pair either Bates or Bell with Dax Hill. And the folks I've listened to that kind of study defense and know what makes defenses tick think that Bell is actually the key to this Bengals defense. So let's get him back in Cincinnati, pair him with Dax Hill, and off we fly.
What about the Broncos?
Ooh.
Kareem Jackson, he's a free agent. And then, you know, where did Von Bell come from? The Saints. Sean Payton.
He back. Oh, Addy connecting some dots. I love this.
So, I mean, that would be nice. That'd be a nice little safety tandem. Von Bell, Justin Simmons.
Yeah, they are the 10th neediest team with 1,182 snaps walking out. Yeah, Addy mentioned about 1,071 for Kareem Jackson. Broncos got about $9.7 million in cap, so they can absolutely make that work.
Folks, that was on the spot. I'm on another level tonight.
Oh, there's you made some people mad.
Sorry right about there. That, brother. Whatever your name is, the guy with a lot more a lot more following than followers, I'll say that.
Ratio all out of whack with the haters, Addy. So let's transition to the next position group here, unless there's any other safeties that you wanted to draw attention to, Addy, but these were the big hitters, at least as I was going through the list. Juan Thornhill, you mentioned out the door. Donovan Wilson, Mike Edwards, but...
Donovan Wilson.
Yeah.
He's interesting.
Yes.
I mean, he was really good last year for Dallas. Really good for IDP as well. 12.1 points per game last year. Also 70.1 PFF grade for Donovan Wilson. So he's interesting. I mean, I could see a team, you know, giving him like between 5 to 7 million per year. And yep. I mean, if that's the case, I think that he's going to be like a starter somewhere. So
yeah, it's interesting. These safeties that are free agents, I think are getting suppressed a little more than maybe some of the linebackers, because you look at Donovan Wilson going as DB 62 right now.
Yeah.
That right. Seems too late.
Yeah. That could be a very nice value, you know, a week from now. Yeah. I like Donovan Wilson a decent amount.
So,
I was also going to say, we didn't mention Chuck Clark. Clark got traded today.
So I was working through the nicknames, Cut Clark. We thought maybe he'd be Cut Clark. Turns out he was just Chucked Clark.
Right.
They just chucked him to the curb.
Yeah.
So here you go, Jets. I think it was for a seventh-round pick.
Yeah, so it's K-Ham season, baby.
That's right. Are you excited?
Yeah,
I know. Excited. John Macri posted the tweet with the player card before I could even share the tweet in our Slack. The man was ready.
He was ready.
He was ready for K-Ham season to be here, and it has arrived.
Yeah, so we're happy for K-Ham. But, yeah, I mean, we've been ready for this. K-Ham's been top five dynasty safety for us all year.
Yep.
I mean, that we knew this was coming. You know, that's the difference over at the IDP show, folks. We try to be ahead of the curve.
That's right.
You can't be scared and, oh boy, he's not getting the snaps. We thought, just chill out.
Just be patient.
They took this guy high for a reason.
That's right. He's a freak.
He's productive. And the usage is amazing for him, you know. So what's that going to look like now with even more snaps at his disposal? Excited for K-Ham.
K-Ham season is upon us.
Excited for us.
That's right. We are excited for us as well. Let's talk about some defensive linemen. And again, this is not the most exciting group, but we'll try to touch on some of the bigger names here. Let's start with Javon Hargrave, a very nice defensive tackle option in IDP leagues. This one is for one of our favorites, Addy. Sigmund Bloom said that the Steelers should have never let Javon Hargrave go. So let's get him back to the Steelers. They are not on this list, but anybody, any team in the NFL could use a defensive tackle like Javon Hargrave. So let's get him over there. Let's double check. So they're again about $328,000 over the cap, but that's very manageable to clear out some space and pay a guy like Javon Hargrave.
Let's get Javon Hargrave over to Detroit.
Oh, that's nice as well.
That is a team that needs an interior defensive lineman. You have really nice edge play all of a sudden there. That's what they have to focus on. The offense is pretty damn good. They got to focus on getting that defense tight. And Javon Hargrave is a big step in doing that.
Yeah, that's the seventh neediest team, about 1,700 vacated snaps and about $23.3 million in cap space. Addy, was that one off the dome as well?
Yes, these have been off the dome.
This is kind of thrilling for you, I feel like. Our docs are usually so prepped.
My heart's pounding.
Addy's having to pull some takes out tonight. So let's talk about the next guy on the list. A little bit of a breakout for the Arizona Cardinals. We're talking about Zach Allen, edge, free agent. Addy, this is another one that I said it just makes a lot of sense to send him back from whence he came. After losing J.J. Watt, the Cards need Zach Allen. I'd like to see him paired up with Jonathan Gannon, who works some magic with that Philadelphia defensive line, turning him into the most sack-heavy team in the league after being, I think, like bottom two, bottom three the year before. So let's send Zach Allen back. This Cardinals team is not going to be very good, but I think Zach Allen could be a bright spot on that team.
Yeah, I agree. The Cardinals should not let Zach Allen get away. I'm afraid that he may be getting paid, though. I think he's one of the better edge prospects. He kind of does a lot of both. He can play inside. He can play outside. Zach Allen is really good, and he's been really good for IDP. 13.4 points per game. Let's give some respect to the homie. 10 points per game in 2021. 72.7 PFF grade last year. 25.6 years old. So, I mean, you know, he's about to enter his prime. You love that he worked alongside J.J. Watt and Chandler Jones for a bit there.
That's right.
So, you know, you imagine he picked up quite a few things from them. I could see him going somewhere like Chicago, someone that has a lot of money.
Yeah.
They have a massive need there. They don't have
anyone. Literally anyone.
They're going to draft someone probably pretty high. But, I mean, I think Zach Allen is a nice guy, nice versatile piece for you. Can do a lot of different things. I'll go Chicago.
Chicago is number five on the list. About 1,800 snaps walking out the door. Al-Qaeda Muhammad being the biggest one. $96.8 million in cap space. Just check the Cardinals, according to Over the Cap, have about $28.5 million. So they could bring, I think, Zach back. And I think with Jonathan Gannon being a defensive-minded head coach, I think he will prioritize keeping this guy in the building, but we'll see. The Bears would be a nice fit as well. Addy, I'm just going to set you up like a beautiful day at the golf course here for this tee shot with one of your favorites. You just can't quit them. It's Carb Face Marcus Davenport hitting the free agent pile. Where do you think Marcus ends up, or where would you like to see him end up?
Gosh, I don't know here. This is a tough one. I mean, maybe somewhere like Philly, but no, not Philly, because they got two guys that are fine. It went off the rails here, Josh.
Oh, I shouldn't have teed you up. I thought this was like a beautiful kind of handoff here.
I don't know where I want him to go, dude. I mean, there's... I am worried about Marcus Davenport a little bit, obviously, but...
Has he had any more kids?
I don't know.
Hopefully the binge eating that comes with, having kids is not, befallen him right before free agency.
Maybe San Fran?
Yeah.
I mean, that he's probably...
They have a need there.
He's probably going to cost a decent amount. I feel like he's still...
I don't know, man. I think he's going to have to take like a Hassan Reddick 1-year prove-it deal.
Maybe so. Maybe so. You know? But somewhere like San Fran, I think, would be good. You know, work alongside Nick Bosa.
That's right.
Yeah, I think, Ebikam's out the door.
Ebikam's out the door. Charles Omenihu's out the door. They're actually number 4 on the list with about 2,200 snaps gone and about $7.8 million in cap.
Yeah. I mean, Marcus Davenport is just so weird. You know, he's not getting the production that we want to see. The sacks were not there at all last year, but he's still grading very well. Like, all the advanced stats are still really good. And if you watch the games, I mean, he was getting there. He just wasn't finishing.
Maybe he doesn't want to hurt the quarterbacks.
Maybe so.
He's just like really good friends with them and is like, God, I really want to slam this guy to the ground and like pop his shoulder out of socket.
And maybe his pinky hurt. You know, he did get half of it removed.
That's right.
So
maybe he was thinking about it constantly and it affected his, you know, ability to finish.
Brighter days ahead. Marcus Davenport had a lot of pressure there on him in New Orleans. They traded up to get him.
Took him over Lamar Jackson.
And you know how it goes. Like, there's just a lot of pressure on a guy like that. The fans are calling him a bust, probably in his mentions. Like, you know, he feels it. Like, these guys know. Like, they're not dummies. So, I mean, fresh start can always do anyone good. So I like Marcus Davenport. And we could see him show why the Saints believed in him. You know, he could easily have a second half turnaround. Like, we've seen this before. Like, a lot of guys, you know, think about Cameron Jordan. Like, he didn't start out, you know, what he became. Cameron Hayward, like, guys take some time. You know, we've talked about this a lot, especially these big boys.
Just like that, folks, he's back in. Marcus Davenport. Let's see where Davenport's going, because I think the general kind of feeling on Davenport is just get this guy out of here. Yeah, he's DL71.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, so that's great value, I will say. Might have to end up with Carb Face on a few of my rosters here.
You do. You have a few Davenports.
Do I? I get all these leagues
you
confused.
Do. You definitely do.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding me.
He's decently high in the ranks. We've got him like in the... I've probably got him like the DL50 range on the best ball ranks.
So there you go. Folks, that's value. Let's talk about one more player here from the defensive line. Again, this group is not super sexy, y'all. If you're looking for edge rusher, you are in trouble because there's not a lot to be had out there. But Draymond Jones, I just wanted to shout out Draymond, defensive tackle. And I loved this hat tip to PFF for this one. What about Draymond Jones following former defensive coordinator Ejiro Evero to the Carolina Panthers? I like that a lot. Pair him with Derrick Brown. Get him on that line with Brian Burns. I think that could be pretty sick. And would love to see Draymond Jones in Carolina.
I like Draymond Jones. We've said that numerous times on this show. I feel like he could probably get a decent little deal that might surprise people. I think he's one of the better options in this free agent class. Let's say the Raiders. You know, they need someone on the inside.
That's a great point. I was listening to a Raiders breakdown on the Athletic Football Show, and they asked the beat writer, like, what does a good offseason look like? Where do you guys start? He said, interior defensive line. He said, we signed 7 defensive tackles last year, and none of them worked out.
Yeah.
So that's beautiful. I love that, Addy.
Yeah, and Draymond, he's versatile. He can do a lot of different things, too. I mean, I don't think, you know, if you need to put him outside for a little bit, he'd be fine there. But, yeah, Draymond Jones, really impressive player.
Very underrated, I feel like.
Very underrated. Yep. Same thing. Like, I've been scooping him up in all these best balls. Like, he's, like, usually there in the 13th, 14th round for me. So, great player. we're probably going to see him take a step up.
Yeah, he is DL-70, so right above Marcus Davenport. Christian Barmore going as DL-71. That's interesting. I feel like he should be higher.
Now, of course, DL is pretty deep.
DL is deep. It's a lot of very usable defensive tackles.
Yes. You know? Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that's the end of the list. Unless there was anyone else that you wanted to call out from this defensive line group, Addy.
I made a tweet today about Arden Key.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Arden Key, he was really good last year. 81.3 PFF grade. I think he had 6.5 sacks maybe on like 41% of the snaps. So, yeah, I expect him to land somewhere where he could maybe see, 50 to 60% of the snaps. He's still just 26 years old, I believe. So, yeah, I like Arden Key. He's someone that's going to be under the radar. Our boy Agbania Okorongwa.
Well, not bad, yeah.
Closer than probably ever before.
Nate Tice trying to pronounce that on the Athletic Football Show was like a massacre. That's his thing, is he can't pronounce names, but it was... I was like, I think he's talking about Okorongwa, but I'm not sure.
That's kind of my thing, too, as well. Yes, so,
you do your best, though, and we appreciate that.
Yannick Ngakoue. He's interesting, I guess. Jadeveon Clowney, he's out there. Lorenzo Carter, he's back with the Falcons.
That's right. So, yeah, Lorenzo Carter back with the Falcons.
John Kaminsky, he was with Detroit. He was interesting, for a few weeks there, really good pressure-wise, 68.3 PFF grade last year.
Fletcher Cox
is out there.
Defensive tackle required leagues. That's it, man. I'm telling you, it is not a good-looking group. I mean, this is just kind of a very meh position overall. So
hard out here for some pimps. Linebacker is the star of the class, but also linebacker is like, the position that no one cares about anymore. So, although maybe we're seeing a trend back towards that, right? We talked about that with Sigmund Bloom last year. More teams running the ball. More teams playing this too-high shell look. So, I mean, if you want to punish teams, you should run the ball.
That's right.
And so maybe, I know Jack Campbell and those types are kind of considered like throwback linebackers, but we may be kind of heading towards a league where that's relevant again.
Yep. It's a pendulum. It always swings from one end to the other. Just depends on how long it takes and what players are there to reap the benefits from kind of a changing landscape. But I could see it. I could see more two linebacker, looks for the majority of teams, whereas it's gone to primarily dime with one linebacker being the predominant guy.
Teams are getting ran all over.
That's right. Passing is down. Rushing is up. I think let's defensive coordinators. Let's adapt here.
Yeah.
So, well, this was fun, Addy. Hope you all enjoyed. Look at this. Look at under an hour. It's
pretty insane.
What the hell is wrong with us? I feel like we've done something bad here. But hope you all enjoyed this episode. As I mentioned, we will be back on Monday night, recapping all of the signings from the legal tampering period. And then we have John Macri coming back the week after that. No, he's actually back next week, Addy. He's back. So we got a twofer for you guys again next week. We got Cole Hagan.
We may feel like doing another one, too, if there's more stuff breaking.
Might have to, but we'll have, for sure, on Monday, we'll have the legal tampering period recap. A lot of those deals will get signed then. John Macri will be back with Jake Colhagen talking buys and sells for IDP from the NFC. So look forward to that as well. So we'll double up next week. And then Addy, the roller coaster, it was cresting the hill the last couple weeks, and we're off and running now, baby.
Oh, yeah, baby. This is what it's all about.
This is where we shine.
This is where you find your edge, folks. We ain't taking time off. We're out here drafting. We're out here thinking about this stuff daily.
That's right.
Tweaking stuff daily.
And not Follow just hamstrings. Us. Not just hamstrings. We're out here tweaking some rankings.
Every day.
Every
damn day.
Every day.
This is what we do. We don't take... And also, you get the pod every damn week, don't you?
Yep. Check us out. TheIDPShow.com. We got a lot of cool stuff cooking. We just put the roster eval. That has been really, really fun. We got Jake Colhagen, we got Jeff Pomazol, a.k.a. Boo Bam, doing those for us. It's a free perk over at theidpshow.com. So if you're a paid supporter over there,
five a month,
you can get a 30-minute roster eval, and these guys are going to help you break down your team, trade targets, who do you want in the rookie draft, who should you be looking to, maybe move and get upgraded another position. whatever it is that you're wanting to work out with your team and your roster, you can do it over there at theidpshow.com. You get the rankings, you get the crash course. We're sending out paid best balls where you can play for free and win our money. We got the IDP draft kit coming on May 1st, so folks, you don't want to miss out. This is, like Addy said, the time to plug in, because this is where you find your edges. This is where you find the value. And if you are interested in those things, Addy, you know where to find us. We'll be here. We'll see you guys then. Thanks for listening.